Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jake Volmick with you guys here on Overtime. We've talked plenty to start the show about Quinshon Judkins and the legal troubles that he faces ahead. Help us out with that and where the Browns go offensively. We head out to the fan hotline covering the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. It's our good friend Chris Easterling joining us now. Chris, what's going on?
Not much, Jake. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. I mean, listen, we get to the middle of July. We're always excited about any news, but we definitely could have gotten better news surrounding the Browns. We would have taken something better.
Being that I was in the middle, right in the smack in the middle of a 2-week vacation, I would have taken no news.
That would have been.
But this news in particular was not something that I was particularly happy to. You know, it is very unfortunate. Yes.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. I mean. Chris, people obviously, they point to these things. Like, we look at the situation that played out with guys like Perrion Winfrey and Michael Hall last year. And I think attribute this in a way to, hey, this is Andrew Berry in the front office not doing their job. Was there any red flags that we would have known as, like, that maybe the Browns had shared publicly or anybody else knew elsewhere about Quinshon heading into the draft? Or is this something that is completely sparked up out of nowhere and nobody had any clue could have happened?
This was, as far as I know, look, I know people that covered Quinshon at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing they could say about him at Ole Miss was he was a little bit of a, there was a problem. He was a problem in the locker room, but it was a 2024, you know, this era college football problem. It was Quinshon or people around Quinshon wanted more money. Mm-hmm. Which led him to leave Ole Miss to go to Ohio State. That was the biggest red flag. But even they said Quinshon was a good kid. There was nothing indicating this. So as far as finding red flags, I don't know where you might have found them. I don't know what their background checks discovered, but on the surface at least, from everything I had heard, you know, even, like I said, going back to his time at Ole Miss, you didn't hear anything like this, no.
So I think as we push forward, like I said, I think people attribute this to Andrew Berry. Do you get that same feel? Is this something that's going to be carried with Andrew Berry in this draft class and the way he's going to be viewed, whether fairly or unfairly?
Well, yeah, because this is, you could argue, Quinshon Judkins and Mason Graham were 1-1A, the two rookies that the Browns absolutely needed to hit and hit immediately because of the importance of what they are to sort of the future of the, you know, the sort of being linchpins, sort of being the, you know, fulcrums to the pivoting to the next, whatever the next iteration of this team is. I mean, Mason, obviously, for what he means for the defensive line, and you let, I mean, look, we don't know what, we're not, I set aside the whatever feelings, you know, about them letting Nick Chubb stay, keeping Nick Chubb or letting Nick Chubb walk. A franchise icon walked out the door, and this was the guy you picked out to be his replacement. And so, as you were committing to a return to an offense that utilizes the running, that's going to feature the running game, that's going to make the running game a central part of the focus of the offense. And this is what happened. So, yeah, this one's going to hang on Andrew Berry, rightly or wrongly. I mean, whether he could have looked into a crystal, if there's nothing in the background, looking into a crystal ball and seeing the future, I don't know if he could have done that, but at the same point, it is another draft pick that, for whatever reason, just, at least at this point, is getting off to a very tough start.
Chris, with all this sort of playing out, I mean, we talk about what it means for the right now. Do you think Andrew Berry's safe with this draft class no matter what happens for a job next year, or is that very much still up in the air for you?
I have thought, just in being there and talking to Jimmy Haslam, back in March when he kind of spoke publicly on the organization and everything at the owners' meeting, I always had the sense that they were giving Andrew and Kevin a long runway, that they didn't view 2025 as make or break, but that things, circumstances can change. And certainly if this is a disaster there, I think that was under the assumption that they were going, and it started with this draft class. I mean, Jimmy even said it, they needed to get good football players in here. This draft class absolutely is something that could, if it doesn't hit, could be something that shortens the amount of runway that Andrew Berry and, maybe alongside Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski have, to remain, remain in their jobs. But like I say, I came into the season, that runway still exists. The 2026 is where the true rubber meets the road. But again, you're coming off 3-14 and you have to show absolute proof positive progression forward for that to not at least open up a question, to at least not make the question a valid one once you get into this season.
Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal with us here on the Fan Hotline. As we look at the running back room moving forward, because I think if we look at the way that the NFL handles these situations, there's always a good chance that the NFL themselves hands out some sort of disciplinary action.
There's absolutely. You just bank on. And that's the other part is, not to cut you off, but me too. Mm-hmm. He's going to get suspended because the NFL – I think I saw Andy or Jeff, somebody in one of the morning shows, midday shows, say, they don't care about due process. They're, you bring shame to the shield. Well, there is definitely a suspension likely coming, regardless of how the process plays out in Broward County. There is going to be a suspension and likely suspension, and his rookie year, it is going to stunt the growth. I mean, you can't say it anywhere, any other way.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it was the same thing with Ezekiel Elliott during his situation as well. Was it not where the judicial process played out and he wasn't charged of anything and still was handed down a 4-game suspension, I believe, from the National Football League?
Ben Roethlisberger, mm-hmm. I mean, you can go through the history, and don't they'll hand down suspensions just for for the fact that they have to answer questions about why what you did or allegedly did. I should say allegedly did, because this has not been adjudicated yet. But you're looking probably up to a 6-game suspension, and Mike Hall got 5 games last year. And you're probably looking at a commissioner's exempt list at some point that he's going to be placed on, which means he's not allowed to practice. I believe that's what I could, yeah, that's so. Yeah, that's and on top of that, he's not signed yet.
Yeah, how much does that play an impact into all of this, him not being under contract and where the Browns move forward? Is there a chance here that he never gets signed to the Browns? Is that on the table or very unlikely in your eyes?
I would be surprised if they didn't sign him, but he's going to, for the second round picks that, who appear to be trying to make a stand, or at least their agents are, to get the fully guaranteed contracts that Carson Schweisinger and Jaden Higgins got. He's thrown a wrench into those plans because Quinshon Judkins has zero leverage now with the Cleveland Browns in terms of negotiation.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So, my guess is he gets signed. My guess is if I was him and his representatives, I would be like, whatever the Browns offer, there's slot value there. Take it, sign it, and get that at least behind you because, you've got bigger fish to fry right now.
Chris, if we look at the running back room right now, where do the Browns go? We talked about Quinshon probably not going to be there. What does it look like to you? Is Jerome Ford at the front of that? Is it Dylan Sampson? How does that play out?
I think it's Jerome Ford at the front of it. And Dylan Sampson now, becomes an even, I think an even bigger part of, what they need to do. But the question is, how do you, neither of those, I think what they saw in Quinshon was that guy like Nick where you can sort of, hit your wagon to him, especially in the fourth quarter, and he was that physical runner that, the grind out, that could turn, grind out the wins, that quote-unquote bell cow running back. And now I think you have the backs to do it. I think with Jerome and Dylan, you have backs to formulate a run game, but I think it's in some ways not carbon copies, but I wonder how much contrast you're getting. Jerome can obviously gives you a threat in the passing game because he's shown to be a really good receiver, in that part of the offense. Dylan, that's an area that even, when I talk to the running backs coach of Tennessee, that's something he still needs to work on. But for, it's sort of similar. You don't have that kind of, yin and yang, sort of that contrast that you had when you were going with Judkins and then Jerome or Judkins and Dylan. So, it's just going to be interesting to see how much does this throw a curve into, how much does this change up how they, how they're utilized, how they distribute the carries. Don't forget Pierre Strong is on this, still on this roster. And so, how does he, factor in it? But look, it is a significant blow. and a significant concern for this run game going into training camp.
Chris Easterling with us here on the hotline. Chris, stepping away from the running backs in the Quinshon situation, if we're going to see something happen at quarterback that is a change from the expectation at training camp, is there a timeline on that, on how quickly you think we would know the answer by?
They've got those two separate joint practices, well, actually three joint practices, but two against two separate teams. I wonder if somewhere around there we start to really, you know, things start to flesh out. Even maybe before they get to Carolina, maybe does something, does, you know, because you got that's a week and a half's worth of practices before you know, almost 2 weeks before you go to Carolina for that one joint practices in the preseason opener. But I don't really think they're going to do much of anything until you at least see them in one game setting against somebody else. I don't think that's fair to anybody. I mean, any of the four quarterbacks. Now, how much you see Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco in either of the first two, you know, preseason games, I don't know. But for the two rookies, which is where you would think the delineation, where you think there would be some movement might happen, I don't think they're going to do anything even there until you at least get to see them against another team. And but I think coming out of Philly is really the moment where you know, and going into that last preseason game where there has to be a solidification of what that room, what that depth chart is going to look like there.
If you had to pick one quarterback to be your give you the most hope at the future of the position for the Browns, who's the one quarterback you would pick?
I mean, Shador. I mean, I would go with Shador because you look at him and the skill set, and, you know, I'm not getting into what he did as off the OTAs and minicamp. I won't know the stats and all that. Just if you look at what you see there in terms of skill set, that seems to fit the quarterback that Kevin Stefanski loves the most. The type of quarterback Kevin Stefanski loves the most. So if you told me somebody emerged as the future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Shador Sanders.
Chris, I'll get you out of here with this one. Taking into account, what are the two teams you think would be closer to winning a Super Bowl right now? Not having a good roster, but actually being able to take home the big one. Did you pick the Browns or the Steelers?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's closer to the Super Bowl?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, whether you think of Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers, they know who their quarterback is. You know, I don't think it's obviously not MVP level Rodgers, but, you know, and that defense, I go kind of back and forth about what I think they're going to be this year. Part of me thinks they're going to be really good, and part of me thinks of, you know, that, remember that dream team Philadelphia Eagles team about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. where they loaded up much like Pittsburgh did with a bunch of, you know, bunch of veterans, old guys, and they were a disaster. So I think it's either going to be a team that is really good or it's going to be an abject disaster. But either way, I think it's the fact that I can see them be a pathway to them being really good obviously puts them closer to Super Bowl than the Browns.
I appreciate it, Chris. Always appreciate you setting aside the time to come on and talk with us, and hopefully this all gets sorted out. The Browns actually have a run game this year.
Hey, no problem, Jake. Always appreciate being on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.